Justin Fluke with you. We talk Horton Charger basketball. First up is Ladies Head Coach Gary Sorensen back for his second season with the Horton girls, who made some big improvements, won 6 games a season ago. And the good news going into this year, Coach, is that you got most of your team back. So there's some continuity and consistency there with the familiarity of you and the girls. So do you feel a lot better, I guess, at this time now than you did maybe a year ago at this time going into the season with the girls?
Oh, Justin, absolutely. Last year at this time, you know, I'd been away from coaching for a few years, and we were still figuring each other out. And this year, the girls know what we are trying to get accomplished. And number one, they're great kids. They're great kids, very coachable. And again, we got everybody back. We got the Kara's cover up that couldn't play last year because she had blew her knee out. So we got her back, and we got a transfer in this year, Kansas Keogh, and they're just very coachable, and we're excited about the season.
So you had a little jamboree, I know, last night. Got a chance to kind of face off against somebody besides the JV or the other players in your program. What were your thoughts just on the jamboree and how it went and how you thought your team played?
Well, you know, I told the kids, I said, you know, I really don't know what we're getting into. I'd never, you know, all my years coaching, we never had jamboree. And we played, you know, just basically a quarter for each team, and before we knew it, it was over. But we were able to face some other kids besides our junior varsity. Kids really reacted well, and it was fun. I hadn't been in Troy's gym since 1999, and it was fun. It just bring back memories coming up, and good people up there, and it was a lot of fun. Our kids, I really felt like got a lot out of it.
Great. I wanted to ask you just kind of about the attitude and maybe the expectations. I mean, obviously the Horton, you know, some of these girls played on the volleyball team and they had a phenomenal year, you know, one of the best in a long, long time, top the Northeast Kansas League. So have you seen some additional maybe just confidence and excitement for a lot of these girls now as they maybe believe in themselves a little more going into this basketball season with some potential?
Well, Jeff, believe me, we bring that up. I talked to the girls about the success they had this fall and how much fun it was for them. And, you know, a year of maturity with the kids, you know, we played quite a few freshmen last year, and, you know, Bobby Becker's coming on and as a sophomore playing better. I'm going to mention everybody, JoJo is coming on. And of course we got Piper and Carly. And I think I got everybody mentioned there, and they were all, and of course, Marlissa Banks, who was a honorable mention all league, they came in with so much excitement this year, and they're pulling for each other. I mean, it's really, up to this point, it's really been a team effort. So hopefully, we'll reap some benefits out of this.
You bet. Should be a lot of fun. The season starts Friday at ACCHS, and then Hiawatha will be a fun game as well on Tuesday next week. Coach, we look forward to chatting with you throughout the season. Best of luck in these first couple games.
Justin, it's always fun talking to you, old buddy. So here we go.
You bet. Gary Sorensen, head coach of the Horton girls. We'll talk Charger boys basketball next.